Hello, team. Welcome to today's special edition of Army Real Talk. In today's episode, Ms. Nzinga Curry and First Sergeant retired Steve Conoco will discuss some of the programs and services that AUSA provides. We will also be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Robin Johnson from the Soldier for Life program to discuss their services. I hope you all are ready for a very informative episode. Now let's get real.
What does AUSA do beyond what most people know? Most people know the annual conference, they know the Army 10-miler, but there's so much more. And so if you could just share with them some of the other big initiatives that you guys are getting behind.
So the Association of the United States Army is a lead sponsor of the Army 10-miler. We actually do not put that on or develop that, but we are very much a proud lead sponsor of the Army 10-miler. However, we do definitely kick off, plan the AUSA annual meeting that takes place in October. And so that is our biggest symposium, our biggest event. However, there's different components of that event that carries out throughout the year, such as you spoke of educate, inform, and connecting. We have different programs and publications that carry out our mission. So education by having smaller programs such as ILW Breakfast, ILW Rogers Forum, where it's a professional development opportunity that's hosted here at AUSA's national headquarters. And we have a speaker, Mave is a general officer or Army leader that is talking about the current affairs of national defense that's going on today. And then we also have educational outlets such as our publications. We have our Army Magazine, which is very well published, a good piece to have, but we also have Profile of the Army and ILW papers. So those are just a few pieces that we have or we do that continues to push out AUSA's mission of educating, connecting, and informing. And then Steve can talk about on things that come out of his directorate, how AUSA continues to support the total Army. So we have our soldiers, our families, our retirees, as well as civilian, Army civilian leads and people of that nature. So Steve, you wanna enlighten us a little bit on that?
Yeah, hey, thanks, Nzinga. Yeah, so a couple other things that we kind of do. So my name is Steve Canonico. I'm the Assistant Director for Retired Soldiers, Veterans, and Army Civilians Affairs Program for AUSA.
And a soldier for life.
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. The bottom line is what we try to do is we try to think outside the box to help soldiers and their families. And how we do that is right now we're in the transition space. And what we do is we do job fairs. It's not only for soldiers, it's also for family members. It's for retirees, veterans, and Army Civilians Affairs, civilians themselves. You can find that information on AUSA.org and search job fair, and we would love to see you. But the bottom line is helping them individuals know what's out there. Because like you said earlier, I am a soldier for life myself, and I probably had it a little easier than everybody because knowing about the program and networking and the resources. But a lot of people are not lucky like that. And transition is very fearful to a lot because they just don't understand or they don't know what's out there. And what we try to do is try to get the most updated information and also try to steer them and connect them to the right information so it can take some of that stress off of them.
Yes. So like Steve stated, you know, AUSA touches all the different entities of the Army, the total Army. And with that, we continue to push the Army's message, but through our different programs and things of that nature.
So, you know, when we're in uniform, we're not allowed to necessarily endorse, promote things. It's always like a gray area. But I remember as a lieutenant being, you know, it was highly encouraged to become a member of the Association of the United States Army. And I became a lifelong member years and years ago. And
thank you.
You're welcome. It's benefited not just me, but my family. I mean, on your resource link on the website, there are places, for example, where you can go and get free tutoring for your kids. And there's a lot of programs for military families. And so I appreciate everything that you guys have done to just make it better over the years. I've seen AUSA really step up where other organizations weren't and fill those gaps and those needs of our Army families. I also think just like we talk about soldier for life as part of a culture thing, like once a soldier, always a soldier, soldier for life. And so having our own association to really be advocates for us that wear the uniform and for the families is really important. So I think it's great for us to do this combined effort.
I would love it if you would explain the difference between Soldier for Life and TAP.
Sure. So Soldier for Life TAP, which is the Transition Assistance Program, falls under the Human Resources Command, HRC, and they're the policy proponent for the Transition Assistance Program. Our office, Soldier for Life, is the outreach office. So what we do is we work to connect the Army with nonprofits and private sector to really fill in the gaps for things. And we encompass the whole soldier life cycle. So before you're a soldier, why you're a soldier, after you're a soldier, the whole process. And I think that's really important because transition is just one piece. It's just one part of the soldier for life cycle. So you guys have been doing the podcast for how long? Like how many months?
So we launched officially with our promo the end of January of this year. And so the first week of February was our first podcast. So almost circling around for a year. Yeah. Almost there.
That's exciting. We're behind you a little bit. We started the end of July with weekly shows. And it's been going well. You know, it's a learning experience. I think if you listen to like the first episode to now, definitely have grown a lot and figured out what it is to be into podcasting.
Yes.
And so one thing is we kind of keep it short. So since we're limited on time and we're going to try to keep this just like kind of like just a nugget of information, what would you say to the junior soldiers about how they can be involved in AUSA? There's local chapters or what's the easiest way?
So I'm so glad you asked that question. So yes, we have over 120 chapters. I believe it's 122 chapters worldwide, not just nationwide, worldwide. And when an individual or their family becomes affiliated with the association, they become a member, they are automatically assigned to that chapter based on their address, their zip code. And that chapter ensures that they stay connected with that person, letting them know what's going on in, on the chapter level, but also on the national level, so that they are continue to be informed about what's going on big picture, but also, you know, they'd have different programs within their neighborhood, within their community that they might want to be affiliated with. One that stands out, especially as we are heading towards the end of the year, we have several scholarship programs. And so one thing is, say you are a soldier and you have a child that's about to graduate from high school, and you know that, you know, cost of education can be very pricey. There are several scholarship programs that the person can apply for within their chapter or their region, but also national. So we share information like that. We also have different chapter events. If you are selected to receive that, you're recognized. You know, we're saying thank you for continuing to be part of AUSA. But then we also have different events during the beginning of the year, which is region meeting as well as chapter meetings. And the regions, they encompass the different areas, such as in Washington, D.C., we have obviously D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Then we also have Pennsylvania, and I believe it's West Virginia. Hope, don't quote me on that. But we have different regions that we are affiliated with to continue to trickle down the information from national to these different chapters in these regions. So becoming a member, you stay informed about the big events such as the annual meeting, but also the smaller events that are local within your community.
I feel like participating in AUSA events locally is where the real magic happens.
Yes.
The big wins happen there. And that's also taking some ownership of your career and your profession, the profession of arms. But also, it gives you something to put on your resume, too.
Absolutely.
When you volunteer or are in an association for years and years, I know I've been involved in several organizations for years, and I didn't realize now that I'm retired, until I was retiring, how important that is on the resume of that volunteer work and that community involvement.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you're competing against no other candidates for position, that may be the difference between you being selected over someone else.
That's very true. And networking is really ample.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the chapter events, you are able to be exposed to people that you ordinarily wouldn't be able to be to meet and have contact with. So networking is really huge, and it provides you with a really good opportunity to spread your wings, so to speak.
Oh, that's a really great point. So, Steve, I hinted earlier that you're a soldier for life. You used to work at the Soldier for Life office that I'm currently assigned to, and you have a great reputation for your devotion to military families, the Army family. What would you say, looking back now that you're retired, what would you change or have done differently for transition, and what advice would you give?
I probably would honestly do more networking. Even though I was exposed to a lot of it through the Soldier for Life program because that was my job, I would probably still do more. And the reason why, it's just the connections and people who you meet. Because like I said, I got lucky through my transition. And then if I didn't get lucky through knowing people, I probably wouldn't even be at AUSA today, because I had somebody connect me to my current boss and knew that I was going to transition out. And because of that connection, that landed me my opportunity after the Army. And so it's definitely all about that connection and network that I would definitely tell everybody, whether you're 18 months out, 2 years out, especially now, like the Army's changing, right? The Army's changing. When you go into basic training, they're already talking about transition from day one all the way through your process until you make that decision to either get out of the Army on your own or retire. So that's very important, I feel, to make sure that you connect in that way. And then just to piggyback about what you guys are talking about, the volunteer, hey, just remember, soldiers can earn that volunteer service ribbon, okay? And all those volunteer hours, you could turn around and make that positive impact in your community. And we need that. We need that in our chapters. We need that in the community itself. Whether you're a member of AUSA or not, even though we would love for you to be one, the bottom line is just being a positive role model in community and giving back. That's what our pride is about. And that's what we want the Soldier for Life story to be about too.
You make some good points. I've heard often people will say your network is your net worth. And then also, so you mentioned that a lot of soldiers don't have a network outside of the military. Their entire network, and actually LinkedIn has data on this, is also military. So the sooner you can build a network that also transcends that and is inclusive of civilians and non-military affiliated people, that's helpful. And then you made your other point is really good too. Always have an exit strategy. Always be in a state of transition. You don't know what life could bring you. I mean, you may think you're going to do 4 years and get out, and then you decide at 4 years you haven't quite achieved what you wanted to and you need two more years. Or maybe you thought you were going to do 20 and you end up getting out at 4, 6, or 8. So I would just tell our audience, always have an exit strategy and constantly be preparing for what's next, even if you think it's later than when it really happens. So I want to know about your upcoming. Can I get a sneak peek of your production schedule? What are you guys going to share with your audience in the coming weeks?
A few upcoming episodes includes Family Voices, which airs on 20 January, featuring Lieutenant General retired Raymond Mason, who is the Director for Army Emergency Relief. His discussion about the programs and resources through AER is very informative, so that's a nice treat. As well as on the 27th of January, the Thought Leader segment featuring authors Jane McLeroy and Gregory Sanders, and they will have a book titled Bait, discussing a battle within the Vietnam War. The following week, on the 3rd of February, Soldiers Today episode will focus on a discussion with SMA Grinson, and they'll talk about what's going on and what's new with the SMA. So on February 10th, the Army Real Talk segment, we'll have a conversation with individuals representing the total Army, from the active component, reserve component, family members, as well as our DA civilians. So that will be a nice treat, talking about what does it really mean when we talk about the total Army?
So we have some exciting shows coming up, and our shows air each Monday with our rotating segment. So we're looking forward to, you know, some lively discussion, some good information that can, again, educate, connect, and inform.
So where can we find your podcast? What platforms are you guys on?
So you can always go to ausa.org/podcast, but we're also on Podbean, anywhere you find iTunes. You can go to iTunes to find our podcast, as well as
Apple Podcast.
Okay.
I'm like, what? Yeah. What? Okay. So we'll pause for a second.
Okay.
So, and I'll count down. So where can we find your podcast?
So we are available on Apple, iTunes, or anywhere podcasts are found. Or you can just go to ausa.org/podcast.
Well, I'll tell you, I celebrated the day that we got onto iTunes. It was like a party in our office. I don't know. So congratulations that you're on Apple Podcasts.
Very nice.
It's exciting. So I'm going to ask our audience that is our regular followers to go and listen to an AUSA podcast and also do a review for them on iTunes and like them. They need that. And of course, if you haven't done one for Soldier for Life podcast, I'm doing a shameless plug for you to do that as well.
Yes. And if our listeners tune in, we're going to charge you with the same initiative as well.
Awesome. See, this is why we should do this. This is perfect. We've got some good content coming up as well. We tend to do topics, you know, each week, like 20 minutes on something, whether it's your VA home loan, your GI Bill, work opportunity tax credit, resume writing, how to succeed at a hiring fair. Those are all previous episodes that we've done. In the future, we're going to dive deep into military spouse employment, particularly in remote work. We've got some content that is going to be on the Army's credentialing program, which is taking off and really making some big changes in the way we do continuing ed for our soldiers. So I think it'll be exciting. We've got a couple personal success stories that we'll throw in the mix there too, just soldiers who've gone on to do some great things.
Thank you for distinguishing the difference between Soldier for Life and TAP. Could you tell me, what does it mean to be a soldier for life?
Well, you know, what we ask our soldiers is to really embrace your Army experience and to go back to your communities to be ambassadors of the Army. And so Soldier for Life is about feeling that even after you leave the Army, you're part of the Army story. You still remain part of the Army community. And that's why I think, you know, partnering with AUSA is so important, because you are the association for our profession. And even after I take off this uniform, you know, Steve's taken off the uniform, you know, we continue to be ambassadors for our Army and to tell, you know, the story of our service and what that did for us. I mean, I came in at 17. I've been in my whole adult life. It's been a great journey, but so many of American citizens are disconnected from the military. They don't know. I was actually shocked recently. I was in a large gathering, and I was the only military-affiliated person in the room. And they asked, it was right around Veterans Day, and they asked for anybody who was serving or had served to stand up. And I've never been in a room before where I was the only person.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
So I think that's a big piece of it, is what it means to be a soldier for life.
Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you, Robin. I mean, taking off the uniform and giving that Army story and being that positive influence in the community is great.
Steve, I don't get a chance to have coffee with you as much as I'd like. So what else is on the horizon? What else is going on with AUSA and your programs?
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, the main thing is, you know, we got the job fair coming up. But I want to, you know, kick it back to you too a little, you know, because, you know, a lot of soldiers don't know where to find information on Soldier for Life. So if you don't mind explaining or letting some people know, what social media outlets can soldiers, family members find or follow the Soldier for Life program on?
Yeah, you know, and to your previous question about Soldier for Life TAP and Soldier for Life, they're two separate websites. So one person might go to Soldier for Life TAP and think they're on our website and vice versa. So we are the U.S. Army Soldier for Life. We're really mainly on LinkedIn. That's where our largest following is, but we're also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And, you know, we're expanding all the time with this podcast as well. So you can find us there. So really, in the show notes, there will be links, and also on our website, you can get connected to all of our Instagram, Twitter, and accounts. We do want feedback. We read them. We really do read them. So we know what kind of episodes everybody is wanting to hear. And I actually have answered like six or 700 messages a week. And that's between all the platforms. And it could be something as simple as, in fact, this is one from this morning. I'm a veteran. I live on a reservation and I don't have access to the VA or any assistance for mental illness and PTS. Can you help? And so then we'll refer them to the right people to get them the support that they need.
Thank you, Nzinga, Steve, and Robin, for that great information. Today, I would like to provide you an update on AUSA's adopted unit, the Blackjack Brigade. In October, the 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team of 1st Cavalry Division, the Blackjack Brigade, deployed to Europe for a 9-month rotation. Over 3,400 soldiers, 3,000 vehicles, shipping containers, and special equipment pieces are spread out amongst Poland, Germany, Lithuania, Georgia, Romania, and Bulgaria. Their mission is to reassure NATO allies, deter aggression, and empower the NATO alliance. The brigade is also part of a larger DoD mission called Operation Atlantic Resolve. The Blackjack Brigade celebrated their holidays all across Europe. During their downtime, the soldiers enjoyed great camaraderie, good food, sports on TV, and even had a chance to visit some European tourist sites. It's always difficult for soldiers to be away from their families, some for the very first time. But these soldiers are resilient, strong, and understand the importance of this mission. A special thank you goes out to a key element of our total army, our families. Your support plays such an important role in our ability to accomplish the mission. The Army's greatest asset is people. This includes soldiers, civilians, family members, and our veteran community. A commitment by all those who serve, have served, or support the force is key to maintaining the most lethal and professional Army in the world. Hua. And to our listeners, remember to tune in to next week's episode of Family Voices with Miss Patty Barron.